In a world where every business is vying for attention, the question we are all asking is, how do we stand out? How do we elevate our branding to capture hearts and minds? That's the million-dollar question, my friend. And today, me and my very special guests are diving deep into the strategies, the mindset shifts, and the creative techniques that will set your brand apart from the noise. I'm talking to Carol Hampshire, a web designer, brand strategist, business coach, and someone who truly knows how to make a mark in a crowded marketplace. So if you're ready to take your brand to new heights, to leave a lasting impression, then stick around because you're in for a treat. Let's dive into today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast, the show where we dive deep into the world of online businesses while navigating hot flashes and menopausal brain fog, to name just a few symptoms of being an entrepreneur in your midlife. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, and I help coaches and service providers like you who want to build a blissful online business in their 40s, 50s, or 60s with a clear message, an aligned offer suite, and marketing strategies rooted in the heart. Carol, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for having me. I am thrilled to be a part of this.
Amazing. So before we start, can you introduce yourself and tell our listeners what you do, where you are, what brought you here?
So I am Carol. I am in South Africa, all the way at the bottom of Africa. I have been a designer for 30 years, believe it or not. I design websites, I design brands, and I'm also a business coach as well.
I love it. I think I met you with a coaching session where we talked about branding, and it was when I was pivoting my niche, and your input was so valuable. It was so short, right? It left a really good impression. And obviously, I had a look at what you do. You actually also designed the websites of one of my friends, Dagmar Spremberg.
Please carry on.
No, I just want to say, so I'm really excited to have you, but please keep on.
So I think that what sets me apart from other people, like working with clients like that as well, is just figuring out what makes them special and what makes them stand out from the crowd. Because having a good brand is not enough. Having a good website these days is still not enough. So I'd like to kind of, my special power, my superpower is to have something more elevated, something that really helps people stand out from the crowd. And that's what I hopefully helped you with as well.
Yes, you definitely do that. I think with Dagmar as well. And that's so beautiful because it's what we wanted to talk about today. For her, she was really at that stage, I think, where she was ready to elevate her brand. Mm-hmm. So she was already, she's a yoga teacher. She's been doing this for a long time. And it was just like, okay, I have the money to invest. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go to the next steps to really create an online presence that represents the premium level of my teachings, basically.
Yes. And that's the kind of client that I'm working with, those premium people and you know, any one of your listeners who are listening that are ready for that next phase, that elevating their brand. They've been probably in business for a couple of years. They found their feet. They might be revising their niche a little bit. They might be kind of changing their direction, refining their product suite. That is the sweet spot. That's the time to really invest in taking your brand to that next level. And it's not just the visual branding. When I talk branding, I want to be clear that I'm talking about the whole thing. Your vision, your intention, your languaging, your messaging, and the visuals as well, because that all works together as one to create this beautiful experience that connects you to your potential clients.
Absolutely. I love how you describe that. And it's not where people start out necessarily. So we probably both know very, very successful entrepreneurs who have terrible websites or no websites at all. So it's not absolutely necessary. It's not like you need a beautiful website. And I would always say, like, when you're just getting started, don't invest in a website designer. Yeah. Because first, you're probably not going to be able to invest a lot of money, and there's no guarantee that you're going to be happy with the results. Then you're going to pivot, your business is going to evolve, everything's going to change and probably look completely different in a few years.
I can't agree with you more. I totally agree with you. I think people, there's a growth period that I've realized with clients. It's kind of like a starting phase where they just kind of grow, and then all of a sudden there's just this leap. And you don't want to start creating a website when you are growing. You kind of want to get yourself when you're on that high.
Yes. So you can get a website, just build something yourself, use a template I do with Showit, or, you know, like whatever platform you want to use. I mean, I probably always, I always tell people, choose between WordPress, the self-hosted version, Squarespace, Wix, or Showit now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. Like, there are so many different other small builders, which I think, you're not going to be able to grow on there.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I also advise people to take templates, you know, use templates as well. I think I've got a one-page template that I offer, which is perfect for someone just starting out. You just want to get yourself online. But the most important thing here is to get you focused on what sets you and your brand apart. That, if you can really pinpoint that, you are ahead of the crowd already.
Yes. So what mistakes do you see people make when they are at that stage where they feel like, okay, I've grown, I have like the foundation in place, I've been running my business for a while, I'm ready to get to that next level. Maybe like, you know, like I've been making like $2,000, $3,000 a month, I want to get like to 10K or more. What are the biggest mistakes you see?
I see again and again this generic messaging that means nothing. I should have given some samples, but you'll know what I'm talking about. I support people who are ready to take their life to the next level. I inspire, or I help. That I help statement is just, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me, because you should be at that next phase now, when you're really getting clear in creating something that really wows your audience, because that's the first thing they see. When you're in the social media environment, right, that's where people meet you probably for the first time, not your website. And they are going to go and have a little look, and they, you know, I feel they're going to be put off by that because it's too generic. So that's when it's a good time to really get into your message and what is it that you stand for. So that's the biggest mistake. What do you think? Is there any other mistakes that you find that people have?
I think that's really a good one. And I think it's fear of really showing up fully, stopping us of like being like bigger. Showing up in a bigger way. I know that from myself, 100%, that I admire people who really show up in a big way. And I'm like, oh, but I'm more like girl next door in a way. I don't know, like, you know, I'm more like normal. I want to be normal and warm and relatable. But that's fear.
I agree with you 100%. And the thing is that in that new level now, if you're wanting to earn 10K upwards, and I've seen this in my business because I've gone through these phases as well as my clients, and I feel that people will pay premium prices, and your premium clients are looking for leaders. They're not looking for the sheep anymore. They're wanting leaders. They're wanting people that have courage to stand up and say, I am committed to doing this thing. I am here to change your life.
Yeah.
I'm here to whatever it is, heal, cure, transform. But you'll find that whatever it is, it's probably around a couple of words and that's it. It's powerful. It's crazy. And people are like, okay, wow, she's got guts. I kind of like her. I'm intrigued. She's got the balls to say that. Let's have a look at her. And that's what you're wanting. You're wanting that intrigue. You're wanting that. That's the thing that's going to help you stand out from the crowd. So yeah, well, you've got to look at your target market and what it is that they want from someone who they're going to be hiring. And the big thing, I think you'll agree with me, is trust. We want to trust that person as well. Because if we trust them, we're going to give people money to help us get to that next level. So yeah, I agree. That's what they're looking for.
So yeah, definitely that all needs to go together. It's not just having a beautiful website and even like written copy by a copywriter. If you've never gotten any one results, you haven't, you know, and no testimonials, it's going to be hard. And yeah, of course, I think it also really, it takes time to build up that trust. People got a lot smarter online and also a lot more careful, I feel, where they invest their money, which is a good thing.
Yes, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's not like, you know, like back in, I don't know, 2016, when you launched an online course, everybody was like, ooh, what's that? Amazing. And there's so much more noise today. So it got, of course, also more difficult to stand out. Yeah. And I think I've been working with a lot of yoga teachers and also like yoga teachers who have like tons of experience, who've been doing this for decades and it always worked and suddenly it's not working anymore.
Yeah. You've got to keep up with the times. Whatever has been working probably won't work in the future. That's why you have to revisit your messaging, I think, every 6 months to a year. I mean, one of the messaging that I have in my brand is that I create a brand that inspires people to work with you and you alone. Like that you and you alone at the end kind of like realizes that makes people wonder, what is that? Why would you want to work with you and not somebody else? And that's because I know inside of that, I'm helping extract their unique positioning, their unique essence, their unique soul, and their unique message to the world, if you want to call it, getting a bit deeper here, and put that out online and be really bold about that. Be really excited about that. And then the next phase, probably skipping some phases here, what's really going to help you stand out from the crowd is obviously having that enthusiasm to be visible and to actually market the heck out of your business. It's no good having the best designer, the best website, the best branding, the best messaging. If you're not actually online, no one is going to find you as well.
You have to decide that you're going to use your voice in a bigger way. Yeah. 100%. You have to show up on video. It's going to be really weird for someone to book a coaching package with you if they've never seen you on video. It's not going to happen.
Totally. Yeah. And that's where the connection is. And that's where people like you who've got a podcast is putting yourself online. I have a client who I just spoke to today in France, and she is looking for extremely premier, high-level clients. So I know that this story is going to help your listeners as well. And when you're looking for that next level, like her next level is, you know, very, very high up. She is doing things that are extraordinary. She's creating a retreat in one of the most incredible places in France for a couple of days retreat. They're going to have two beautiful yachts taking the ladies out onto the ocean. There's speaking engagements, there's publicity, her branding and her marketing is next level. She's catering her brand around that. So you'll see how wherever your target is, you've got to create the experience that target market can meet you where they're at.
Yes, I love that. So how do you get started there? What would be like, you know, like go back to the messaging, for example, to figure that out? Do you have any tips there to share?
For example, Let's say, for example, I do have some tips for you. So if I was to say to you, what would it take for you to put a zero on your highest offer at the moment and sell that? What would you need to do? And immediately, you'd probably feel like, wow, a zero on my offer, that's a lot of money. And you'd probably have that fear. But if you just stick with that for a second, you can ask yourself these questions. You know, why does your brand exist? You know, what are you here to do? What do you truly believe? What are your core beliefs? So this is you getting really real with what you are going to do. Getting back to my client, for example, she had that epiphany and her vision was like, I'm here to change the world. I want to work with politicians. I want to work with thought leaders. I want to make a difference because if I can support their mental health and get them to do things that they wouldn't normally do, I can literally change the world. Now, her vision is big. So keeping that in mind, obviously everything she does is a lot bigger. And then let's look at my business, for example. It's nice to give some examples because maybe not everyone is at her level yet. So what about my business, for example? I am a multiple six figure per year earner and I absolutely love what I do. So I do like explained a bit of design and coaching as well. But the one thing that I feel that I give to the world is courage. I help people get courage to put themselves out online and to trust in themselves and to believe in their path. And I think how I do it is web design and strategy and all these things. But I think if I could give back to the world, I'm helping people with their elevate their courage. And that goes back into my brand stories and obviously storytelling. When I look back into my life, the crazy things that have happened to me has shown me again and again what kind of courageous person that I've had to be because of these things. You know, like for example, my house burned down. I lost everything in a house fire. I was a single mom. I had no financial support at all. Had to raise my son and I was running a business with no experience really. And the list goes on and on and on. And this is not a place of victimhood. This is a place of, I just had to, the fire was in front of me and I had to walk through it. And I always came out like stronger and better and more financially secure and more resilient. And I feel that's probably my gift to the world is to help people take their gifts and their stories and their pain points and rise above that and bring that to the world.
I love that. And I think it describes it perfectly, what you do. I've seen it happen when people have a beautiful website, how that can give them that self-confidence to show up. Even though you would say, of course, it's not the most important thing in the world to have a beautiful website, but it really can change how people show up. And yeah, it gives courage. It really gives the courage. And when you have that all together with the messaging, with the branding, I love that. I think that really resonates. I think you've perfectly nailed that down. Oh my God. Getting goosebumps.
It's about confidence. And I think the more confident people are out there, then that is like magic. It's like dating as well. If you are dressed, you know, the best that you can be and you feel good about yourself, then you're going to attract the right people in your life and the right opportunities. It goes without saying. We've seen it happen in our lives over and over again. It's that kind of energy. And the more confidence you have in yourself, the more courage you have, I'm telling you, doors are going to carry on opening and opening and opening. The amount of times, probably 90% of my clients, when they come to me, they say, as soon as I have put the money into your account, everything has changed. The doors are just opening up for me. I thought I was here and now I'm like three or four steps ahead. Like, I can't believe it. It's just because they made that commitment to themselves. They made that commitment, and that moves mountains. It literally opens up doors. You know, I'd like to think that my design is the one that's doing that, and it probably is, but ultimately it's someone's energy that's just kind of been let loose a little bit more.
And yes, they get definitely. Fine. I mean, they made the decision to work with you, to hire you. So that's already the first step. Yes.
So that excitement, that energy, that vibrating energy, and that smile on their face just emanates from everywhere, and people are attracted to that. And that's what people are wanting. They want success. They want people that look successful, that look happy, that are well-rested. And this is where that feminine-masculine balance comes in as well. We want leaders, we want to work with people that are, you know, are living a really healthy life inside and out.
Yes, definitely. So do you work mostly with people who are business coaches or also in different fields? What do you say? Do you see like differences there in creating a premium brand?
So I work with personal brands, which, other words, it's a one person business, whether it's a yoga instructor, a health coach, a business coach, financial coach. Those are the people that I work with. I don't work with people who are part of corporates. I used to do a lot of corporate branding back when I was growing my business. I don't work with people that are, anything other than kind of like, I guess, on a mission to make a difference in the world. Like, and who are a personal brand, you know, one where their soul shines through. That's my sweet spot.
Do you see a difference there, I think, between like working with personal brands who help people to become rich, like build a business, or like in the health or in the spiritual world or as a life coach? Because sometimes I feel people come to me and they say, yeah, I can't sell a premium offer. My clients can't afford that. I'm just like a yoga teacher, for example.
I hear that a lot, and that's just a mindset issue. I know yoga teachers that, you know, are six figures as well, multiple six figures. And it's just therefore that is strategy. And that's why I absolutely adore strategy. That's just about thinking out the box. That's thinking about, well, how can we change your way of working from time, like how many hours in a day I can earn, versus actually what can I do to have multiple streams of income? How can I become a trainer to other people? But it's the same thing with other designers. There's this philosophy that designers need to be poor and that they only live hand to mouth kind of thing. And it's just crazy. I've experienced that a lot in my country, and it's like, that shouldn't be that way. There's so much things you can do. Like for me, I have a shop like you have multiple income streams as well. So do I. And I'm excited. There's more that I just want to add on to that. And it's not about the money. I just enjoy having the ability to change people's lives in various ways. Like, I'm just excited about it.
Yeah, me too. I love it that you love what you do as much. I'm still so excited about my business. Having an online business is the best thing ever.
It is. And the thing is, what I love about this, and it's part of how to stand out from the crowd, because I know that anyone who's listening to this podcast also wants to live a life of that freedom, abundance, being able to just get up and live somewhere else for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, even a couple of years. And I believe in that philosophy. Like, I'm heading off next week. I'll be in Cape Town for a couple of weeks. I'm meeting with clients there that are visiting. And, you know, I've got a retreat lined up in Greece at the end of the year. So I'm always filling up my calendar because I can. It's no use us just working at our computer.
You stop over in Mallorca.
I would love to. I would literally love to. So part of my philosophy, and I'm sharing this because this is my brand, and I want to let people know that, be open with what you stand for, what your core belief is. So my core belief is one of freedom and working online and helping people, but also being able to live this life that my parents never thought possible. My grandparents would never consider this kind of career where I can live and travel and raise a child on my own and do all these crazy things. So I'm breaking the molds. And by me sharing my life with others, I'm giving other people permission to do the same. Like, you can do it as well. Like, I'm showing you that it's not that difficult. Just have a good strategy, a good brand, and obviously share, you know, what we've been talking about. Do these things, and it's not that difficult. It really isn't. I think we make it complicated.
Yeah, I guess so too. A lot of us overthink it, especially in the beginning. I didn't. I just like got started, and my start of my business was launching my first online course.
That's it. It just took courage or dumb luck or whatever.
Yeah.
But just start. I mean, this is what I love to do. I love to help my clients, and I know you do as well. Just help them push them off that ledge, yeah, in a way that really encourages it and supports them, and every one of them flies.
Yeah. But then again, also, I didn't really invest into coaching when I started. I mean, I bought online courses because that was, I thought, all I needed.
Yes.
Back then, when I thought, I don't have any mindset issues or anything, just give me the strategies and, yeah, you know, and then obviously that, yeah, wasn't the fast road to success, but it got me started. But people, yeah, when you're looking for support, and, you know, and when you have somebody else to really help you strategize and figure this out, I think it's very difficult to do completely by yourself. Yeah, unless you are really, that's your background, or, you know, to we don't see ourselves as fully.
Mm-mm. I did the same thing you did. I kind of put my little toe in and I bought these little things. I said, that's all I needed. And I had all the truth is I had all the tools that I needed. I didn't need anything else, but I still didn't make any progress, none at all. And it was when I decided to invest in my first coach, and this was probably around 10 years ago, I'm guessing. We are still friends today. In fact, I spent a weekend with her about two weekends ago. So after all these years, we are still very close. And because of that first coaching container, it completely changed my business. I also launched my first signature offer. And since then, it's just been so easy. So having that support and having someone just to make those small changes, people, I want to be clear that it's not the big changes you need. It's just the small little steps you need to take. Small steps make big, big, big differences. So don't think it's a huge difference. It's a huge leap. It's just a small leap and another small leap and another small leap. Just in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely. Just need to get started. So let's go back to that stage where you already got started and now you want to elevate. So we talked about the messaging. How would you elevate otherwise the online presence?
That's where you need to get visible. You have to take the time to be in front of your audience. Where are your audience? You've got to figure out where they are and be there. Now, I'm saying this cautionary because I talk about it, but I still struggle to do that myself because sometimes I get a little too busy and then I kind of just forget and I don't do it. So this is why I'm hesitating a bit, because even I struggle with that and it's not easy. So I just want to acknowledge that.
I think there are also like phases where, okay, maybe it's more like about maintaining where you are. It's a different phase than growth. When you really want to grow, then you have to focus on that. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do to grow?
And I think also I want to be genuine. I don't want to just post sometimes or be visible for the sake of it or because I'm selling something. I want to be honest and I want to say something that's honest and I want to be truthful. Mm. So if I'm not feeling it that day, I don't want to force it because that's not my brand as well. So I try and when I'm feeling like that, and I know a lot of people do, then I get a little bit more real and I'll post things about my day-to-day life. So I know we share the same kind of dogs, you know, it could be getting into my life a little bit. This is where I live. This is the crazy weather we're having here in South Africa at the moment. There's just so many storms and things happening. So I would share things like that, a little bit about into my life, not necessarily my professional life, but maybe a little bit about my personal life, maybe a travel plans that I'm coming up. So letting people in without having to sell something, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. So you do that mostly through stories on Instagram or blog posts?
I do through stories, TikTok, as well as, on Facebook and Instagram. And then when I'm feeling like, let's sell something, because I got a lot of smaller things that I can sell. I got templates, I got offers. I've got Pinterest as well as LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and I think those are the four that I use. And obviously your newsletters, which is a really beautiful avenue. So one of the things that people don't do, and I keep on asking them, why aren't you posting your newsletters on a weekly basis to your database? Because those are people that have genuinely shown interest in you. These are a warm audience, and this is a time to nurture them. So that's a really important thing, is to build up that audience as much as you can and then keep on nurturing them. And that is your pool of people that are going to keep on talking about you as well.
Yeah. How do you see that? Actually, let's talk about newsletters. How do you see that trend that they are becoming more branded now? For a lot of people trying that, like adding a logo or a banner or more images and making them, for me, it's a little more promotional. In a way,
I do. I love that. I've recently gone in. I've spent about a month rebranding a lot of my websites and a lot of my back-end items, my client portal, and my newsletters as well. So they're beautifully branded now. And I think from a design, because I am a design orientated and I'm a visual designer, I want my newsletters to look like they've been designed, that there's something gorgeous about them. And I'm sharing content and then my client's design. So I want them to be visually gorgeous, because I think the more they are, people are going to stay a little bit longer and read them. So yes, I think that's a great idea. I think take the time. Even if you're on a budget, you can still go to Canva. There's some free things in there you can use. I personally use Flowdesk. That is just a game changer for me. And I just love their templates that I use as well. I've obviously made them myself, made the designs into my own branding, but I absolutely love it. I love it. So be creative in your business. Do things that stand out. The whole thing about this conversation is about how to stand out in a crowded market. So do the things that people don't normally do. Take the risks, right? Be willing to be that tall poppy. Be willing to be seen. And I think the biggest thing that we all have in common is that we're just playing this game too small. Mm. Like, forget business for a while, this game of life, we're still playing it too small. Why not?
It's such a different conversation that women are having, entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. human entrepreneurs, than men. Yeah. So sometimes I feel there's a lot of like dissing, pro marketing, like something bad, but it's not necessarily bad. Mm-hmm. It's like strategies are not bad. Using sales techniques that help people stop procrastinating and take action so you can actually help them, that's not bad. Why would that be bad, right? But yeah, it's so easy to say, no, I want everything just to be flowy. And but that alone normally doesn't work.
You have to have that balance. You have to have that balance. I mean, I've always struggled with that balance, but I feel like now I'm getting right into that beautiful groove where I'm in flow, and then I have a very, very solid strategy plan as well.
Yeah.
And I just want to make a point here that not every business needs to or should be making six figures. If you feel that this is not for you and it's too much pressure, then play big in your life and do whatever you want to do, whether it's travel or whether it's to have a smaller team or only have one product. There's no way that's right for you. You can still stand out in a crowded market by selling one thing and one thing great.
That's a good point, because you also said like you're doing all those things. You're doing like Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and LinkedIn. I would always recommend to my students, especially when they're like new, don't start there. Really focus and on one thing and try to do that really well. So, for example, your newsletter, and I feel I'm guilty of that, that sometimes, I send out a lot of newsletters, but I don't think they're always like the best work that I could put out there. And it's a balance, obviously. You don't want to stay stuck in perfectionism. And sometimes that consistency is worth so much more and you just get things out there. But also I feel, there's probably some room to elevate it. And to make that, just reminding myself, and then thanks for that reminder, that thinking about that person who's reading it, what do I want them to feel, to experience, and making it about them first. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's especially when you want to position yourself on a more premium level.
Yes.
What can you put out there? What does this mean actually? So that it's like representative of the value that you give in your work, in your offers. And when that's so amazing, like you really give amazing value and everything you put out there just looks really a little bit low quality, there's this disconnect that doesn't build trust.
Yes.
And I think it also doesn't really help you build the confidence to show up and the courage, like you said, right? That's what we help people with, to really get to that next level from the outside, where they probably already are on the inside from the work that they're doing.
I think one of the big things when you're elevating a business is to be able to find that new well of energy inside of yourself, because it takes a different kind of energy to give to other people on a larger scale without becoming exhausted and burnt out. And I think there's different phases, and I've seen in my business and my clients, is like the first phase where you're starting out and you do everything and there's strategy and it's kind of like more masculine and you kind of burn out and you have a little bit of a, what am I doing? Am I crazy? Should I stop this? Should I go back to work? I want to throw it all in. And then somehow we find the strength and we find a new way of doing that is more feminine. And that's to encourage us to take that time off, to really think what we do, what we're wanting, to do things our way, not just what other people are telling us. And that's, I got stuck in that phase for quite a while, like everyone else is doing this. So maybe I should be doing that. So I tried that and it wasn't for me. And I tried that, it wasn't for me. So my advice here is just sit with it.
Yeah.
You'll find the answers. Or you know, work with a coach. If you can't afford a coach, then have a friend that you can kind of like have a dialogue with, maybe. There's so many resources that you could use, but have that feminine energy come through, I think. That's the big thing here, because that's going to really go into effect. That's that next phase, and that's where you'll have the energy to do these things. And I feel that I've got that. I've got that lovely balance now where I can got the strategy, but I feel like alive and I feel juicy and I've got something to say and I want to share that with people without needing something from them. It's just a sharing.
Yeah. How did that actually happen, your journey? Like, did you pivot your niche a few times? When did it show up, that clarity? But you feel it's still always evolving. Can you share a little bit about your journey there?
Of course. So I decided, like, I say this with my clients. One of the first things I say is, let's begin with the end in mind, which is not my saying. I can't remember offhand. I think it's the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. begin with the end in mind. So for me, I was like, how do I want to live my life? And I wrote down how I imagine my perfect day to look like, how I would be eating my lunch in, not at my desk, like eating it quickly, enjoying it in the sun, how I would be swimming after work or doing some yoga by candlelight. And I would be working with coaches. I would be strategically planning my business. So I had a vision that I wanted to my day to look like. And then slowly but surely, I've been actioning those things day by day. So I know I work a certain amount of hours a day, and I'm going to stop working after those hours because I've put in my absolute best of me in those hours. Like I am 100% committed. And then when I'm resting and I'm eating delicious food or I'm playing in the water, I'm 100% present. So my cup is being filled up continuously. And I'm not pushing myself. I've got nothing to prove at all. And that's the big shift that happened with me. Like I created my day in my head, and that's what I wanted. I want to be able to take 3 months off my business. And I've never done that ever. I've always been on my phone. There's always been emails. And I'm like, that's crazy. This is my business. And I think if anyone's listening, just remember that you are the boss of your business. You created this business for you to be the CEO. So don't be struck down by thinking, I've got to, I should, if I don't. You are the CEO. You can do anything your heart desires. And funny that that took me nearly 30 years to actually really understand. It's crazy. So that's why I'm sharing it with as many people as possible, because I don't want you to be waiting for another 30 years like myself. Do start doing that now.
Oh, I love that. I love, yeah, just starting with your vision, basically. That's how, where I start with my clients. What's your vision, really? And that's also what helps me, really, in my business. But yeah, I feel like there are phases where we are working more and growing and rethinking and strategizing and setting up things. And then there are times where it's calmer.
Yeah.
Right. And where you can just like enjoy really what you created. And then, of course, there are different personalities who don't really do that. And they're just like always chasing the next big things, which I think makes me a little bit sad.
That's
because I'm all for enjoyment and slow living and yeah, and time off.
Yeah. And that's why working with a coach really does help you do that as well, because a real coach will help you find that balance.
Yeah, but it's but I think it's also different personalities up to a point, right? I mean, yeah, the people who want to find you, who decide to work with you, they probably share those values.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
And I'm also a believer that the right people are waiting to work with you. I feel on some level you've got an agreement with them somehow, and they're waiting for you and you're waiting for them to just meet at the right time. And that's what makes this such a beautiful industry and such an exciting place to be.
Definitely. Well, thank you for sharing your insights and your stories. I love that. Really interesting conversation. So where can people go to learn more about you?
You can find me on the socials, Instagram at Carol Hampshire, site carolhampshire.com. I also have a free brand clarity workbook. So if someone's a little bit unsure about their brand, feel free to download that. It is for free. I've got some other free goodies on my site as well, because I really want people to get started and just start having fun with it as well.
Thank you. We're adding that to the show notes as well. Thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.